Hey y'all, what's up? I'm eating right now, so y'all may hear a little better. Oh, this shit hot. A little bit of smacking. But my son had cooked, and I'm like, yes, I'm teaching him. He's getting better and better. I'm teaching him in more than one way. Some stuff, I'm showing them step by step. Some stuff, I'm throwing them in there. And it ain't no shit like chicken or some shit we can get sick off of. You know what I'm saying? It's some shit like, okay, I can throw this shit away or I can come back or whatever. Or I tell them, like, if you unsure, ask me. So I'm kind of throwing them in there to use this common sense when it comes to the cooking stuff. Because I'm letting them do little by little. For instance, if I allowed you to make macaroni before, right? And I've had you make tacos before, right? That means you had to fry ground turkey or ground beef or whatever you like, you know, whatever meat y'all use. Okay. So now, in my mind, there you go. That's a survival meal. You should be able to put that macaroni together with that ground beef. Now you got hamburger helper, homemade. So I'm showing him how to put, you know what I'm saying, two and two together of the things that he already learned when it comes to certain things and making a meal. And he doing great. He doing real good. And I told him, I'm like, son, you need to know how to be able to survive. And also, if you do have a woman, you want to be able to not only rely on her, but for her to rely on you, you know, and you to be able to maybe surprise her or be like, you know, just know things, because that helps. That's some real shit for your ass. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, a man knowing how to cook. I think it's actually sexy. I think it's, like, very sexy. I really do. Now, I don't want you acting as if, you know, you better than me. You know, shit like that. But I want you to know how to cook. Because this would be times motherfuckers be tired. You know what I'm saying? Women, we working nowadays. We doing shit. We be tired. So when we come in, if you already there, you feel me? Like, hey. So, you know, and I guess that come with thoughtfulness as well. So just teaching my son that and stuff like that. But it's going well. Y'all, I'm feeling good. I hope y'all doing good. So much is going on. It's like I'm sitting still and the shit just swirling around me. I'm like, okay. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, let me tap into this because it's a lot of things. So I just kind of pick and choose what I want to indulge in, as I always have. But this time I'm being more aware of what I'm giving my time to. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Like, I've had so many situations just occur recently. Shit crazy. Y'all will be like, what the fuck? It's just shit. But people, I know people, that happens to a lot of people. Shit just be happening. You got to understand, like, it don't mean you have bad luck or you a terrible person. Now, if you are, then you got to understand that karma eating your ass up. However, and what is defined as bad? We already spoke about that. Shit is hurting people mentally, physically, emotionally, even hurting yourself. That's just not necessarily a good thing. What is good? Positive. You know, helping yourself, helping others. Why you want to do that? Because why would you want to be the only one? I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I feel like people make shit so hard. It's not that fucking hard. You know. It don't have to be. I'm going to say that. You know how shit happens. It's because of neglect of another person. You see what I'm saying? So, of course, when you come across somebody, you want to spread love and knowledge if you can. And you want that other person to be receiving and be able to accept that. That's why you got to have, like, love in your heart. Because each one teach one. Everybody can pass something along and positive. And it can be a whole different thing, you know. But when people do things and their choices, it always falls on somebody else. Whether you drinking and driving, and you hit someone and kill someone, now you have not only ruined your mindset, because I'm sure you'll never think again, you know, the same. You've destroyed a whole family. And I don't mean in a physical sense. Somebody knew that person. It's just choices. You know what I'm saying? It's just choices. Everybody do something that leads to something else that triggers down to what happens next, whether they know it or not. It's just really just that's how life is going. That's how life is. Your choices affect the next person. You going to work, you all pissed off and shit. Now you done rubbed off on somebody else. Whether they was in a good mood or a bad mood, you done just made something happen in that person. Unless they're mentally strong enough to handle that. And everybody is not. Everybody's not mentally able to handle shit like that. A lot of y'all are affecting people, and it's really fucked up. I really feel like it's very fucked up, and it's selfish. It's very selfish. You know, I ain't gonna say I haven't had moments where I wasn't selfish, but I had to be. It's certain situations cause for you to have to be. When your mental is on the line, oh yeah, it's time. It is time. Fuck everybody. I mean everybody. Everybody. Do what you gotta do. Take care of your spine. But I mean mentally, you got to shut down. You have to. And I don't mean like for months and years, whatever the case is, because if you can't afford it, don't be doing that. That ain't, you know, we gotta be smart here. But if you got some downtime, do something. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning so much. And shit is so scary because if everybody had fucking common sense, people will be able to travel more. People will be able to go out to more outings more because motherfuckers wouldn't be worried about a motherfucker acting a fool. I'm like, a nigga step on your shoes, okay, my bad. If the nigga say my bad, then that's it. Unless you know that nigga. Now, that's some different shit. But then, come on now, fight it out. I ain't condoning violence, but I'd rather a nigga get to scrapping. For real. And if you don't know what scrapping is, fighting. I'd rather for a dude get to fighting than to be pulling out a damn gun. That shit's so senseless to me, baby. It just don't make sense. Who the fuck are you to do that? Over that? Oh my God. It's so senseless. It was like a year ago or some shit. Somebody went to the motherfucker, and I ain't even trying to be funny. So I hope I don't giggle or anything because it's not funny. But it just, somebody killed, shot and killed someone at a motherfucking chicken place. I don't remember what chicken place it was. I'm like, what? And your guess is correct. They were black. It makes no fucking sense. You shooting somebody at a fucking chicken spot? So, yo, what the fuck is y'all arguing about? Oh, your shit crazy to me. You gonna get your shit? It's okay. I'm not finna go into no whole big ass rage and all that shit about some shit that, you know what I'm saying, can be easily resolved. Now your life is over because of some chicken or whatever the fuck you done ordered in this chicken spot. This don't make sense. It just don't make sense to me. Motherfuckers is going too far. Motherfuckers is angry. I get it. I got so much shit I could be angry about. Y'all don't even understand. Y'all will be like, how in the fuck are you still maintaining? I got to, baby. I don't got no other choice. I got them children. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be it down. And I also ain't got time to keep putting myself in the same situation. Man, I got so many people that I know is just constantly doing the same shit. And I say my piece a little bit, but you know how I'm going to always speak how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Put my word in. That's with anybody, but especially a friend, because I feel like I should be able to talk to you and let you know if you're fucking up. and I'll say my little piece. And sometimes I don't do as much because I'm like, okay, this is their life. They clearly know right from wrong because I know them and I fuck with them. I'm going to say my little something and I'm going to leave it alone. But at the same time, you are continuously putting yourself in the same motherfucking situation. Trust me. I've been there. I've been there. But nah, baby. Not continuously. It's a state of mind that a person is comfortable in. It doesn't make sense why you would continue to do something seeing that it has no value, no worth to you. And then you're allowing something in a situation to control your mind. You're brainwashed. People like to say brainwashed is, you know, certain things that you watch. Like, you can watch something over and over and over and over and over. Like, how them people set them people up in them chairs and shit and be brainwashing them, making their mind think whatever. That, I believe in that. I believe you can be, I don't necessarily feel like in zombie mode of where you just, I want to, nah. I mean, of thinking something, basically being influenced by something. Yes, you're being brainwashed. Your mind has been controlled. That's why I tell my son all the time, like, nigga, don't be no follower. I don't call him a nigga because he ain't a nigga. But I'm telling y'all that my baby is going to be a man. He best to. He ain't got no choice. Disown his ass. But I know people, kids, you know, go down different paths and shit happens through life. But I'm praying for him. I'm praying the best for him, man. But I need y'all to get y'all shit together, man. Y'all just making choices and choices and choices that are leading you to the same shit, and you just not understanding. Shit is not worth your fucking energy. Do what's right. And if you don't know what's right, take some time and think about it and say, did I hurt anybody in the process? And was it people I love? Because you can't fix everything. If it was a stranger, they long gone. But if it's something that you can fix, just do it. If you can. I know some shit is not possible. Well, it's not worth it. I'm going to say that. But I just tell my son, I'm like, don't be no follower. You know, make your own decisions. If you're going to get in trouble, I'd rather be behind something you did, you thought of, you was the mastermind. You still going to get in trouble, but still. It ain't something somebody to brainwash you to do. You know. People just making choices and it's just causing a lot of mayhem. Shit's starting to get a little bit just too much for me. I ain't saying I'm giving up. I'm just saying it's a lot. People are so cutthroat, so scandalous, and snakes. Bitches doing anything. And I do mean bitches because women don't move like that. Bitches doing anything for niggas. And I ain't saying no shit like relationship shit, because we all do shit, you know, that shouldn't be done. I mean, just to get them, just to keep them. I'm like, it's too much. This world has just become more about sex. Don't get me wrong, I like my sex, but it just become more about sex than anything. And it's crazy to me. Niggas don't know how to take nobody out for a date no more. Men don't know how to open doors, don't know how to be gentlemen. Women don't know how to chill. Just fucking chill, bro. Chill. All you gotta do is chill. That's it. That's all. Just chill. You know, just let it come to you, baby. For real, I promise you it's worth it. You gotta chill, ladies. Just chill the fuck out, man. I just, honestly, I've been in only a couple. Honestly, only been in two real relationships. The other ones was just a little bullshit on bullshit on bullshit on bullshit. But in between those times when I was single, I just never, and I'm being honest with y'all, I can honestly, truly, to my heart, say I've never went out looking for a man. This is just honest to my heart because they've always come to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that a woman can't approach a man. I do believe, shit, if you want something, ladies, go get it. However, It's all in the way you doing it. You don't want to come across a certain way. Don't get me wrong. Women are sensual. And men are too, but I'm speaking on women. They're sensual. They're sexual. So of course, it's going to be some type of, when you meet a man, it's going to be some kind of, you know, sensual. And that's good. You want that. But just chill. Just chill. You got to peep the scene first. You can't just, oh, yeah, we feeling each other. I'm finna go. Now, you grown, do what you do. But if you want something out of something, or you expecting something out of something, you got to peep the scene, man. Chill. I've learned that now. I've rushed a lot of things. Rushing then got me fucked up. Just fucked over, for real. I done rushed a lot of things, and it's just not good. You don't do that. You rushing the timeline, and I don't really know what the time shit is. I don't want to hear the shit, but I'm just saying, you rushing the timeline on shit that really don't even supposed to be happening at this time. You gotta chill. You have to chill. I don't mean just chilling out and don't live, but I'm saying chill. Ladies, like, chill, man. And my thing is, I have this debate because I go back and forth, because I'm like, a woman should be able to do whatever she want to do, move how she want to move, but just have a little grace. That's all I'm going to say. Have a little grace. You know what I'm saying? And just move with a little grace, just a little bit, you know, because then it becomes, now, I get it. You out, you having fun. Do you? People don't understand that. A woman can go out and have fun. When I was single, I ran across guys, and, you know, you would see me one way. Now, this is not, people need to understand, it's not a person pretending or being, a woman can be everything, and that's what I love about being a woman. Sometimes I feel like, oh, man, this shit is a lot, because so many things we go through, how we're being treated, how we're trying to be, it's so much shit, man. I'm like, God damn, you motherfuckers make us be like, oh, God damn. I mean, do y'all even give a fuck? It's crazy. But anyways, you can meet a woman, and of course she can be, you know, you meet her at the club or whatever, whatever. And that's why you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. She going out and having a good time. She having a few drinks, or she not having drinks, but she's having a good time. You know, she's probably dressed however she want to be dressed, because she probably barely gets the fuck out. You know, but my thing is, it's just how you carry yourself. That's it. You can go out and shake a little ass. I don't give a fuck if you a mama, a granny. I don't give a fuck if you, as long as you're an adult. You know what I'm saying? Women, go out. Go enjoy yourself. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. You don't have to be the club, or, because I don't do the club scene like that. Not necessarily because they didn't got out of control and start shooting and shit. It's just, it ain't never really just been my scene like that. You know, it's just never really been my speed. It's just a lot of people in the room, and you hearing music. See, when I would go, it would be, okay, I ain't been out in a minute. I want to hear some music. I want to feel the vibe and things like that. So I'm cool with that, and I understand that. That's why people go. But, and you know, it's just a peace of mind. And that's cool. It's just not my speed. You know, I'd rather be doing something else. So just, ladies, have fun. Do what you want to do. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your bodies. You know, shit, wear what you want to wear. Be aware of your audience. If it's kids and shit around, you going to a place, I mean, it's always going to be some kids, but I'm saying, like, if you going somewhere and some kids that you know is kid, like, be graceful, man. You know, because it's, just be respectful. Be respectful. That's it. You know, do what you want to do, but know your audience. I'm in a really, really good space. In a certain part of my life, I'm happy about it. I'm happy. I don't know. I'm really, really feeling good. I am. I'm feeling good about some stuff. You know, things are aligning. It's pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna get in a damn shower. Shit. Hold on, y'all. I have to. I mean, if a motherfucker, I know motherfuckers gonna say shit and motherfuckers gonna talk shit, but motherfucker can't tell you I don't get in the fucking shower. I don't wash my ass. I'm sorry. Now, you may have heard otherwise from a hating motherfucker, but hey. I'm getting this damn shower. But, ooh, that's kind of cute. Games. Oh, I like that. Y'all, I had my wig on, and I was scratching my scalp and shit. And, it kind of pulled back. It looked kind of cute. Okay. Shit, I'm gonna have to rock this bitch. I was finna put this bitch back in the box. I actually like that. Okay. I'm rocking with it. I'm finna wash my hair out. Finna wash my hair and shit, get in the shower. I just want to get on here and talk to y'all a little bit about y'all choices that y'all been making, man. Like I said, I done came across people, and I'm seeing them. And again, I'm not judging because I done it. But I'm trying to tell y'all, it's not going to lead y'all nowhere making these same choices with same situations, same people, same. It's just not. You have to make a move. You have to. You know what I'm saying? And be, like I said, be respectful. Just try to be kind. Just try. It'll work out better for you. It really would. No matter what. Even if you're not receiving that back, just try to be kind. For real. It just, I don't know. I think that's the, I don't like what the fuck is going on. I'm confused, man. I don't know if I done got bit by a fucking mosquito. That shit ain't getting on my nerves. Sorry, y'all. I'm taking my clothes off. Y'all know me. I don't give two fucks. But, I don't know. Just try to be kind. That's all I can say to y'all is, you know, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm putting this conditioner on my head. But anyways, I'm sorry. I'm getting all distracted. I'm going to take the shower. But I'm in a good space mentally. You have to get in a part of your life where you strengthen in your mind. And sometimes that takes removing yourself respectfully from things. And it's okay. And I know we all know this, but y'all are not doing it. It don't matter if it's family. You know, I'm just... But don't let too much time pass. You can't just run away from shit. You have to deal with things. Certain things have to be dealt with. But still take the time to get your mental right. And what I've learned is even the smallest things help me. You know, I've paid attention. You have to pay attention to what calms you, what soothes you, other than drugs. But you got to pay attention to what does that for you. If it's reading, if it's listening to music. You know, I went to the lake one time before. And sat there and, you know, just took a pen and a pad and started writing and thinking about things. And take some time to yourself because trying to please everybody is not the way to go. It's not. You're going to look back, even if things are good or not, it doesn't matter. You're going to look back and realize you didn't do much for yourself. And it's kind of messed up. It's not really fair. So learn what you like, learn what you love, take some time to yourself. On your off days, don't spend it just running errands. Get something. I've learned to do anything like that I be wanting to do. I'd be like, okay, well, let me go on it. You know, let me go get a massage or let me go get my feet done or let me go buy my favorite drink that I like. Because, shit, I want to. And I work hard enough. So, I love y'all and I will be back. And I pray that y'all are doing good, for real. If you didn't know, now you know. And I'm out.